Hello.
Hello, my name is Kenya, returning your call from customer support. How can I help you?
All right, I called last night and I had my account canceled because someone else was using it, and I don't know how because I have the only credit card and they don't have access to it since I'm in Florida and they're in Rhode Island. But anyway, they canceled the account, and they said they were going to connect me to the accounting department to get a refund of my money. And I waited 15 minutes to the music, and then the phone died. So then I called again, and I waited 30 minutes and got tired of listening to the organ music. So I called again, and I waited 25 minutes for a supervisor and never got anybody. And then I said, I'll try tomorrow. So I would like to know, can you have a supervisor or somebody call me, or do I have to just wait in line? I mean, how long can you hold on to a phone? I mean, you know, 10 minutes is one thing, but when you're waiting 25 minutes, 30 minutes, it's not right.
Yes, ma'am. So
but I know
I
it's
apologize.
Not your fault. I'm just preaching to the choir. But anyway, what can you do for me to help me get a refund on the money that was spent on my card? It's a total of $65.90. I can give you my last name. I can give you my cancel account number. What would you like?
And so you said that someone else was making the charges on the account?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'd be more than happy to look into it. And could you provide me with your zip code, please?
My zip code is 02825.
Okay. And so there
no,
was
it's 02893. I'm sorry.
Okay.
02893. It's West Warwick, Rhode Island.
And so that was 02893.
Correct.
Okay, so nothing is coming up with that, with the zip code.
All right, the items that were ordered, not by me, but they were ordered and delivered, and I got charged for it, went to the area code 02816.
And could I have your first and last name?
My name is Bernadette. Do you want me to spell it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My first name is Bernadette. Bernadette. And my last name is Quindazzi. Quindazzi.
Okay. And just to make sure I have that zip code correct, that was 02816?
No, 02893.
Okay.
And the items that were ordered went to a Jackson Quindazzi, and their zip code is 02816.
Okay. And so let's see. Okay, so
yeah,
I
don't understand
here.
If Jackson had my account number, or if it was on the account with this company or whatever, there's no way that she had the 3-digit code, you know, that's on the back of the card. That's that's my big gripe, that a charge would go through without somebody having that information, and she wouldn't have that information if she had the card, and she didn't have the card because I'm in Florida and she's in Rhode Island, and there's only one copy.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I'm seeing here that on February 26th, you paid the shipping for some earbuds.
The account paid on February 26th, $5.95, and then the account paid on March 10th, $59.95.
Yes, ma'am.
And
that
has nothing to do with me. I didn't authorize it. It's not Jackson's card. It's not mine. And I was told that my account was canceled. I have a cancellation number on the account.
Yes, ma'am.
And that I was supposed to, they were going to connect me to the refund department, who I think were out to lunch, because I waited, and, you know, I waited 30 minutes. I mean, come on.
Yes, ma'am.
If it's going to be that long, they should have the recording. They'll call me back or something. But, you know, every time I call back, I end up with your department, and then you transfer me, and I sit and listen to organ music forever, or piano music, whatever the heck it is. So I want to talk to somebody who can either who can authorize the refund that you can directly connect me to, not to music, or a supervisor.
Right.
Somebody who can do something.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me one moment really quickly. Okay, thank you for being patient. So I'm going to go ahead and get you connected with our fraud department. And the call volume is not that high today. And so they should be able to get your call immediately. And so I'm going to go ahead and get you connected. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right. If I were you, or if you were me, and you were having the problems I'm having, like you're going to connect me, and if I don't get connected, what's my alternative besides calling back and starting all over again? You got any secret telephone number I can call?
No, ma'am. Unfortunately, the only way that we could help is if you give us another call again. But hopefully, with the call volume being low today, with them not having as many calls, they'll be able to get to you as soon as possible.
Within 10 minutes?
I can't really guarantee that.
I know. I'm giving you a hard time. I know that. I'm sorry. But I'm you know, at the wit's end here. All right. Try and connect me through.
Okay.
Hope for the best.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.